Next, I would say the discussion would have to tend to what's the number one activity you do as a tourist. And my answer, of course, would be the thing you do three times a day anyway. But we all seem to enjoy it more once we're on vacation. And of course, I'm talking about going out to eat. Yes, sir. Now, when you're dining out and you first get to that restaurant, what's the thing they give you to help that experience along? Now, I had one woman tell me, the rolls! Oh, she got all excited about rolls. I think there's something about getting older. Rolls become awfully important to you. No, anyway, I'm talking about the beginning of the experience. They hand you a menu. Yes, sir. Well, being the good helper that I am, how to be better at this tourist thing, I'm going to give you some advice, and please take this in the friendly way it's meant to be given. My advice to you, when you get a menu, is to read it. Yes, sir. See, if you got all kinds of questions that you're about to ask your server, you may want to just take a breath and read the menu, because I'm pretty sure almost all your questions are answered right there inside that menu. Children, you know what I'm talking about. Your daddy sit right down and says, what kind of beer you got? I'm pretty sure if he took the time, he'd see the whole list there. Yes, indeed he would. And now, speaking of lists and stuff, now the men may ask for the beers, but you ladies, you want to be all healthy. And what do you start ordering? I think I'll have a salad. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. You'll get your nutrients and all that in that roughage. But what do you suppose is the very next question that's going to be asked of you when you say you want a salad? That's right. What kind of dressing would you like? Well, why is it that you look at the server like you was just asked the weight of the world? Yes, you have got to know what kind of dressing you want. That's all. Then they list them right there. And you know, I know they got a big list these days. I can recall, because I got some experience in life. I can recall when it was kind of simple, you know, when they had what? Blue cheese, Thousand Island, creamy Italian. Oh, them fancy places would call the blue cheese Roquefort. But anyway, back, you had like four choices. Now, Jesus, the poor server's got a list about as long as their arm. So they got that raspberry vinaigrette and Parmesan peppercorn. This one woman says to me one time, she's got balsamic vinegar. I said, well, geez, that sounds like something that goes underneath the hood of my truck. You keep that stuff right to yourself and get it off my lettuce.